This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 has killed 3,000 people in Colorado. CPR's John Daly reports the first vaccines arrived today.
The governor signed for a box containing the Pfizer vaccine as it arrived via FedEx at a loading dock at the state lab in Denver.
This is the Pfizer vaccine arriving here in Colorado to end the pandemic. Do we have to sign for it?
You betcha.
The doses were quickly moved into a large super cold freezer. Colorado is set to initially receive nearly 47,000 doses. First up will be frontline healthcare workers. Public health leaders warn Coloradans to keep up precautions. It'll take months until enough people are vaccinated to stop the spread of the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's official. Colorado's electors cast their ballots today for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who won the state by just over 13 points. Paula Baca of Denver has been an elector four times.
I hope we never have another meeting of the Electoral College under these circumstances, for both the reason of having a pandemic and having a person who refuses to accept the will of the American voters.
The former state lawmaker wants to abolish the Electoral College and let the national popular vote decide the winner. The president-elect addresses the nation tonight. NPR special coverage will begin at 5:30 here on CPR News.